Donald Trump has a recurring theme these days on the campaign trail.
I'm putting the people on notice that are coming here from Syria as part of this mass migration, that if I win, they're going back. They're going back. I'm telling you. They're going back.
It's very bad for me. Bad feeling. I didn't expect this reflects to Syria and all the people of Syria.
This refugee, his wife and son, got to Boston via Beirut, Lebanon, 4 weeks ago, before an act of terrorism in Paris shut America's doors, at least temporarily, to Syrian immigration. Now this man, a doctor in Syria, so hopeful when he arrived, is fearful.
I told you before, we are suffering from ISIS and terrorists there in Syria, and we ran away from the terrorism there. So the people looking at us as a terrorist, I don't know why.
And he repeats again, the people looking at us as terrorists, I don't know why. Calls by the U.S. House of Representatives and at least 29 of the nation's governors to enact a stricter vetting process for Syrian refugees is winning wide approval from the American public, according to a new Bloomberg poll. 53% of Americans oppose resettling Syrians in the country. All but one governor making the call, Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, is a Republican.
This is an issue of humanity, and sometimes it takes more than a politician to understand and to explain it.
Father Milad Salim is dean of St. George's Orthodox Cathedral in Worcester. 45 of only about 100 Syrian refugees in Massachusetts have settled in this city since the war in Syria broke out. Father Milad says America's immigration vetting process is already among the strictest in the world. He should know. He and his family are from Iraq. He asked that America have just a little bit of sympathy for people made utterly destitute by war.
My family came originally from Mosul, up to recently a Christian community. Now you don't have any Christians there. And when those people received a knock on their door telling them, you leave now, you convert, or you get killed, they were forced to leave with not even a paperwork that identifies who they are, not even an ID, nothing.
Father Milad is counseling the new Syrian refugee I met who asked not to be identified. Non-governmental organizations in Massachusetts are shielding most refugees from the press, fearing for their lives. The climate now is a stark reversal from the mood of the country, and especially Massachusetts, just weeks ago. That's when the photo of a dead Aylon Kurdi washed up on the shores of Greece provoked a surge of sympathy around the world for Syrian refugees. Germany threw open its doors. The Obama administration raised its worldwide refugee quota from 70,000 to 100,000, reserving 10,000 slots for Syrians.
What happened in Paris a few days ago, it reversed everything.
Salah Asfora is a Syrian American, the brother of the refugee. He's been in the country for the past 23 years, so he's sponsoring his brother and family in Worcester. Asfora, a successful architect, seems genuinely shocked by the reversal of images from one of Syrian suffering to one of suspicion of Syrians.
I think it's a huge political game. It's an ugly game. You know, they're using the Syrian people to really achieve certain political goals they have. I mean, I'm not in politics. I don't know much about it. But what I see, it's really completely ugly for me. It's inhumane. The way they took the whole concept, the whole, you know, what happened, and really reverse it and attack the Syrian people with it. That's how I see it. I mean, Syrian people, they had enough suffering for 5 years.
I think it's first a knee-jerk reaction, but I think there's something deeper seated in there.
Father Timothy Ferguson is the rector of another St. George's Orthodox Church in West Roxbury. Hundreds of Arab American Christians worship here. Reverend Timothy says it's reasonable that Americans have questions about the refugee vetting process, but the rhetoric of some GOP presidential candidates, including Senator Ted Cruz and former Governor Jeb Bush, who are demanding only Christian Syrians be let in, is beyond the pale.
Might be some innate prejudice towards Arab-speaking people, towards Muslims, towards those people who are unrealistically associated with terrorism.
Reverend Timothy, who visited Syria at the start of the Civil War, says his congregation at one point had expected hundreds of Syrian refugees to come to this area. Now he fears they never will unless the U.S. government speeds up resettlement. Meanwhile, Father Timothy is appealing to Governor Charlie Baker and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh to meet face-to-face with Syrian refugees.
Every Syrian who's here in greater Boston area, who wants to come and talk to the governor, who wants to come and talk to the mayor, please come to St. George Church Hall on whatever day you choose. Our hall's open for every single one of you, regardless what part of Syria you came from, or what your politics are, what your religion is. Come and tell the governor who you are. Tell the mayor who you are, how long you've been here, where you went to school, where you work.
Father Timothy says community leaders want the politicians to relax their current positions, calling for a temporary ban on refugee resettlement. He says Syrians escaping war have already run out of time. Philip Martin, WGBH Boston's local NPR.